Chapter 10. The Pram. My father phoned Doc Spencer early the next morning.
"Come to my garage," he said. "I have a surprise for you."
Doc Spencer arrived at 9 o'clock, and my father began telling him about Mr. Hazel's pheasants. Suddenly, Doc Spencer threw his hands in the air and started to laugh.
"Oh, it's not possible," Doc Spencer cried.
Then he ran to me and shook my hand. He said,
"Danny, my dear boy, you really are the champion of the world." "There's Mrs. Clipstone," my father called, pointing down the road. "Look, there she is."
Mrs. Clipstone was walking towards us, pushing something in front of her, but I could not see what it was.
"What is she pushing?" I asked.
My father smiled.
"There's only one way to take pheasants to people," he said, "and that's under a baby."
"What do you mean?"
Doc Spencer asked.
"Mrs. Clipstone is pushing a pram," my father replied. "Look, there's young Christopher Clipstone sitting in it."
Now I could see the baby in the pram.
"There's more than 100 pheasants sleeping under that little boy," said my father.
100 pheasants don't fit in a pram," said Doc Spencer.
"But Mrs. Clipstone's pram is special. It's very long and wide and deep," said my father. "You could push a cow around in that pram, and you can easily fit 100 pheasants and a baby in there."
"Did you make it, Dad?" I asked.
"Yes, Danny," he said. "It was my dad's idea many years ago."
The most wonderful thing about my father was that he was always surprising you. He could make or do anything, and it was impossible to feel bored when you were with him. We waited for Mrs. Clipstone, but she was still far away.
"She's walking very fast," I said. "I think that she's running."
"She is running," Doc Spencer cried. "Look!"
It was true. Mrs. Clipstone was running very fast, and her baby was screaming loudly.
"Maybe something is wrong with her baby," said Doc Spencer. "Listen to him."
"What's happening, Dad?" I asked.
"I don't know," he answered.
Mrs. Clipstone was very close now, and I could see her frightened face. Suddenly, an enormous pheasant flew out of the pram. The pheasant tried to fly away, but it could not, and it dropped to the ground.
"Look at that!" cried Doc Spencer.
A second pheasant flew up from the pram. Then there was a third pheasant and a fourth pheasant.
"I know what's happened," said Doc Spencer. "The pheasants are waking up."
My father did not say a word. Mrs. Clipstone ran towards us.
"What's happening?"
she screamed. When she finally arrived at the garage, she quickly stopped the pram and took her baby out of it. Suddenly, many more pheasants flew into the air, and there was a huge cloud of pheasants in the sky. But the pheasants were still very sleepy, so they could not fly very far. A few seconds after the pheasants went up, they came down again. They sat on the roof of our garage and on the ground. My father was very calm, but poor Mrs. Clipstone was not.
"Those pheasants almost ate my baby," she cried.
"Take Christopher into the wagon, Mrs. Clipstone," my father said. "And Danny, hide that pram quickly."
Mrs. Clipstone disappeared into our wagon with the baby while I pushed the pram into the garage. On the road next to our garage, there was now a line of cars. People were opening their doors and getting out to look at the pheasants.
Oh no, Dad, I said. Look who's here.
It was Mr. Victor Hazel. His mouth was open and the skin on his face was changing from pink to bright red. He opened his car door and jumped out. He was wearing expensive yellow trousers, a yellow scarf, a hat, and special boots for his shooting party. Mr. Hazel started shouting at us, and he went on shouting for a long time after that. Would you like to know what Mr. Hazel was saying? I cannot tell you because his language was very rude. I looked at my father. He was standing very calmly while Mr. Hazel shouted at us. My father had a small smile on his face. Doc Spencer was also calm. But they aren't your pheasants, my father said. They're mine.
Don't lie to me, shouted Mr. Hazel. I'm the only person in this village who has pheasants.
But they are on my land now, my father said quietly. They flew onto my land, so they belong to me now. Doc Spencer started to laugh.
Oh!
Mr. Hazel's face changed from red to purple.
What have you done to my pheasants? He shouted. Why are they so sleepy?
And then a black bicycle stopped in front of us. The man on the bicycle was Sergeant Enoch Samways.
What is happening here?
He asked.